مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
You are tuned into Markaz Sahaba Online, and traditionally it would be time for us to go for our nasiha for this morning, but taking into consideration the tragic news that happened in New Zealand in Christchurch, we're going to be crossing over to Auckland, New Zealand, as we speak to Muhammad Moses, who's giving us an update of the situation in New Zealand right now. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Good morning to you, brother.
And I believe it's a good evening to you, brother Muhammad.
Yes, 7:30 Jummah. Sad Jummah day for us, basically, the tragedy that we have in Christchurch. Christchurch is in the South Island of New Zealand, second largest city in New Zealand. About 700,000 people live there. There's about 3 masjids there. They have about a population of about 10,000 Muslims that live in Christchurch.
Subhanallah, I believe the Muslim community is 1% of the population of New Zealand. Now, something like this is obviously quite shocking, because you don't hear of mass shootings in New Zealand. So what is there any idea or motive behind this attack?
Okay, what happened? This took place at a mosque called Masjid Noor, which is the main mosque in Christchurch. They have about 500 people for congregation. They have ladies, gents, children as well, obviously. And obviously what's happened is one person has basically come in from outside in a vehicle. The vehicle is loaded up with arms, whatever. The guy's actually having a good time driving around the city of Christchurch, and obviously punts up at the mosque. And this happened exactly when Salat was on. So the Jummah Salat has been read by the Imam, and this person walks into the mosque. He's dressed in a helmet, goggles, a vest, and he has the video stream that you have on your helmet. And he is video streaming the whole lot live.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Is there any number that police and or officials have put on the casualties in New Zealand?
So basically what this gentleman did was he's even posted this live on video himself, and the video lasts 17 minutes in total. The casualties you're talking about, the numbers we're looking at are probably 30, 40 that have passed away. This include children, ladies, sisters, brothers. The whole mosque at that time has about 500 people, so this person came to the mosque. And if you look at the video, it's very, very, if you look at it, you will cry, basically, or you will turn it off. The video basically shows him playing a video game. It's like watching video, live video. And basically this person goes in there, does this thing, goes back out to the vehicle, loads a gun up again, and goes back and shoots those same people again.
It's absolutely tragic, and police have advised residents to stay in their homes. Has that curfew been lifted right now?
Yeah, basically what there was is they could not find the people that did it. This one mosque. There was another mosque called Lynwood Mosque, which is about 7 kilometers away, and it's a small center. And apparently the same thing happened there. Apparently the same incident happened there. At the timing is obviously somebody does a lot of planning in this. This is planned. It's not just a one-off thing. And the funny thing is, they call these people a lone gunman. That's what they call them. But I mean, what do you call a terrorist?
Yes, definitely. This is definitely a terrorist incident. And from reports we're getting, the individual claiming to be an Australian said he planned and trained for the attack. And also said that they would have, if they had an opportunity, moved to the masjid in the town of Ashburton as well. And they wanted to show their disagreement, or they wanted to show the world that their disagreement with mass immigration. So really, Islamophobic attacks taking place here. And what's the reaction of the Muslim community? Also, what's the reaction of individuals who are connected to the Muslim community?
Well, I live in Auckland. I live 1.5 hours flying away from Christchurch. I live about 900 kilometers away. Auckland has a majority of Muslims, but, I mean, there are connections. Everybody has relatives in New Zealand. such a small place. So, you know, your relatives are in Christchurch, Auckland, Wellington, whatever. I mean, I have a mosque. I belong to a mosque called Masjid Umar in Mount Roskill in Auckland. And right now, I went there, Asr Salat. The rulers, they made a blanket cover that all masjids in New Zealand will be closed. That's what the police came up and said. So basically, alhamdulillah, we talked to them. Basically, they set some rules. They keep your mosque open, but these are the rules. And we have armed police there right now, standing outside. We're not allowed any, no motor vehicles allowed inside because of danger of car bombs and all that sort of stuff. So the mosque is open, and the one I go to is open. And at the moment, I have non-Muslims. We have non-Muslims that come to the front gate to give us flowers. They even tie the yellow ribbons to the fence.
Subhanallah. And there were reports of police uncovering explosive devices. Are there no fears from Muslim musallis now going to masjid or masajid around New Zealand that there could be explosive devices in the masjid?
Well, but that's the reason why we talk about car parks. Today, there's no cars allowed in the mosque. And just Asr Salat. No cars allowed at all. And they said, people allowed, no cars. And we have to identify the people that come up to the masjid front door. We have to identify them. One brother came with a motor scooter. He hopped out. He had his helmet on. They made him take his helmet off.
Subhanallah. Well,
identify this.
The situation seems to be still quite tense. In New Zealand, authorities have detained four people as far. Are there any hints of any more involvement in this?
Well, apparently they're looking for a group of nine people. Apparently, there's nine people in total. three are men that have been arrested, and one is a lady.
Well, definitely.
They've named some of those people.
Yes.
They've named some of those people. And, I mean, if you go to Facebook, you can have a look at these people, people's profiles.
The profiles have actually been made public as well. But, Muhammad, dark times currently in New Zealand. Inshallah, here in South Africa, you definitely are in our du'as. We're still a couple of hours away from Juma Salah here in South Africa. But inshallah, we'll be keeping a tab on New Zealand.
Inshallah, jazakallah, okay, for ringing. And I'm sorry you rang at the wrong time for me, because it's a sad day for Muslims, not just in New Zealand, around the world, where we thought that masjids are safe places, you know? Places we can have a bit of tranquility, a bit of peace. But some people don't allow us to do that.
Definitely. And, you know, I think we should, rather than placing the spotlights on Muslims, placing spotlights on attackers like this, of this mass attacks on Muslims all over the world. Muhammad, we say Jazakallah Khair for making time to speak to us, and inshallah we'll be keeping in touch.
And Jumma Mubarak to you, eh?
Jumma Mubarak to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Brother Muhammad Moses speaking to us from Auckland, New Zealand, and a very somber conversation that was, and a very sad day for Muslims in New Zealand. You don't usually hear about shootings of any kind in New Zealand, and something like this comes up. And this also throws Muslims once again in the spotlight. And I would love to see how some media would like to turn it against the Muslims, as they like to try. But this is an absolute downright massacre, an absolute downright act of terrorism. And if this is true, this person claiming to be from Australia, and Australia being so wary and so wary about Muslims, one of their very own has now come into New Zealand and killed dozens of people. Numbers not yet being confirmed, but inshallah, we'll be keeping you up to date with that. We're going to go for a quick break, inshallah, and continue with the Nasiha segment.